Is there a motion to move back into open session?
So moved, Stevens.
Stevens has made a motion. Is there a second?
Swally, Rushden, second.
Rushden, second. All in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Motion carries. It is 6:59 and we are back in regular session. Is there a motion regarding student appeal 2024-01?
Yes, Stevens, in the matter of student appeal 2024-01, after careful review and consideration of the documents submitted as part of the record, the hearing officer's report, and the discussion during the hearing tonight, I move to overturn the Indian River School District Board's decision to expel the student in this case.
Stevens has made a motion to overturn. Is there a second?
This is Wally Rushden. I second the motion.
Wally has seconded. Ms. LaFace, please do a roll call.
Mr. Brittingham?
Yes.
Ms. Pfeiffer?
Yes.
Ms. Stevens?
Yes.
And Mr. Rushden?
Yes.
Thank you. Motion carries. Is there a motion regarding student appeal 2024-02?
Stevens, in the matter of student appeal 2024-02, after careful review and consideration of the documents submitted as part of the record, the hearing officer's report, and the discussion during the hearing tonight, I move to accept the hearing officer's recommendation and affirm the order of DIAA board in this case.
Mrs. Stevens has made a motion to affirm the DIAA decision. Is there a second?
Pfeiffer, second.
Pfeiffer, a second. Any discussion?
Yes, I'd like to call attention particularly to a statement that was included in the hearing officer's report where he stated, however, the DIAA board's decision in this case does not align with the intent of the high school years of participation rule. The rule's intent was to prevent athletes, coaches, parents, or schools that attempt to get more time for a gifted, talented athletic player to play a sport at a school. So clearly, although the hearing officer supported the decision of the DIAA board, what he found was bothersome, I think it's the same thing that I found was bothersome, that although to the letter of the law with the five points that have to be met in order to approve a fifth year participation, I think some of those points are a bit ambiguous, especially the point in trying to establish hardship. I myself have questioned that in previous cases that we've heard, and I would really like to encourage the DIAA board to reconsider those points, or at least look to add a greater degree of clarity around what they are expecting to be presented in order for a student to participate in the fifth year. I really felt badly about this decision here.
Yes. Thank you, Ms. Stevens. Is there anything else, anybody else, before I ask for roll call?
Just very briefly to add on, and in addition, specifically, I think as the IAA considers examining this regulation, the prudence of whether or not all five factors should be applied in order to find that the waiver should be granted, or if there should be a shift to a weighing analysis to afford each of the factors the due weight that they should be allotted under the circumstances, would be potentially something for the DIAA to consider.
Thank you. Ms. LaFace, please call the roll call. Please do roll call. Yes.
Ms. Pfeiffer?
Yes.
Mr. Repton?
Yes.
And Ms. Stevens?
Yes.
Thank you. The motion carries. Next, adjournment. Is there a motion to adjourn tonight's meeting?
So moved. Stevens.
Stevens has made a motion. Powerful. Second?
Pfeiffer, second.
Pfeiffer's made a second. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
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 It is 7:04 p.m. and this meeting is adjourned. And thank you, Candace and Wally, for sticking with us, and have a good evening.